Question was asked, can one trick a prophet? The answer is yes. A prophet is a human being. There are areas where Hashem tells him the answer, and there are areas where Hashem does not. You see that with Elisha. He tells Gehazi, Hashem eli mimeni v'lo yigidli. He says, Hashem didn't tell me. Why is that tsunami coming to us? I don't know.
What about Shaul's donkey, Shaul's father's donkeys?
That Hashem told him. But who? It doesn't mean that on every aspect a prophet knows. If a prophet asks Hashem, then Hashem may tell him and may not. If a prophet does not ask Hashem, then not. And sometimes a prophet's job is not to ask Hashem. David HaMelech is wondering what the halach is in certain areas. He doesn't send his prophet a question. He has to give a halachic ruling. What am I supposed to do? And he does. There was a halachic question here. What do we do with these givonim? To Yoshua, it seemed like an obvious answer, or at least to the elders. It's not so clear that Yoshua was there in the bottom line signing of the treaty. If you look closely, you see that Yoshua bought into it, and it was the elders. It was the elders who actually made the pact with the givonim. Look at the psukim again. You'll see that Yoshua initially bought into it, but the actual pact wasn't him. It was the elders.
And what was with his curse?
And we have, the Ibn Ezra writes, that there are definitely areas where a prophet can make mistakes, as we find Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake by not circumcising his son. That's where the Ibn Ezra writes it. He has free will. Just because he's a prophet doesn't mean that he's about to make a mistake. God's going to say, no, don't do that. He has free will. Moshe Rabbeinu also had free will.
And